Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Starting October the 17th, join Ray Woodson and me for a brand new weekly Golden State Warriors podcast called Dubs OT, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members. Dubs OT will be sponsored by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship, Toscalito Tire and Automotive, your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters in San Francisco and the North Bay. Terzo, an authentic, upscale European restaurant in the Cow Hollow neighborhood of San Francisco. And Rose's Cafe, a favorite local hangout, also in Cow Hollow. To get you ready, here's a little taste of what we will have all season long. At Warriors Media Day, I had a chance to catch up with analyst for NBC Sports Bay Area, Jim Barnett.
Jim, first off, when you win a championship and there's some question about whether or not you're going to be able to bring some players back, I think there might be some concern, but man, the Warriors did such a great job of bringing those guys back and then adding some pieces.
I don't say shocked, but I was very pleasantly surprised that they brought the people back that they needed to, especially the bigger guys, the older guys, the veterans that have been around. I thought JaVale McGee would be gone. I was worried about Pachulia, David West. But then they added people, too. It's a deeper team, without question. I was astounded that they got Jordan Bell like they did, a second rounder like that, and they paid some money to get him because he can play. He's going to play right away. He gives them that toughness. He's another Draymond Green aspect. But Nick Young can shoot the basketball. Omri Caspi can shoot the basketball. This team was dominant last year. They've been dominant the last 3 years, and then they added Durant. And I mean, what's more to say? If they just have to weather the 82-game schedule, don't lose that edge, go to the playoffs healthy and ready to go. Well, I just don't think any team can beat them. I don't care how many players they've acquired in the other teams in the offseason. They still don't match the talent of the Warriors.
Even if you have a chance to win a championship, there are players that would be a little more selfish maybe about their numbers and their playing time. But Steve Kerr seems to have that worked out with a number of players that could be starting on other teams.
No question about that. There are, you know, a lot of players on this roster that have started. They're not starting. And they may sometimes go two or three games without seeing a minute. But they'll get their chance. Everybody does. And this is a team-building situation here. And I think the objective, obviously, of the organization and this team is already set. They want to win more championships. So anyone coming here is going to come into the fold. And they're a family. And they're not going to resent that. They're all well paid. We know that. So they're going to accept their role, and they're going to contribute best they can. They'll be ready to play. They're also going to give, you know, rest for the starters. And there will be times when Steve Kerr doesn't play a starter or two. And they'll get their chance like that. As an NBA player and you're a professional, and the guys that they've acquired, with the exception of any young draft picks, these guys understand that you have to be ready. That's part of your responsibility. Be ready when your number is called. And the kind of atmosphere and the climate that has already been created here, and it starts up at the top. It goes right through from the business side with Joe Lacob and Peter Guber down to Bob Myers, you know, two-time executive of the year, a fine man, and then you get to Steve Kerr. You can't get better people. And so then you add Stephen Curry, who really is the team leader. We all know that underneath all that. He's a quiet leader. He's not Draymond Green. Draymond gives them that emotion that is valuable to them and much needed. But when you get that kind of atmosphere and that kind of leadership, no one stranger is going to come in and upset it. It's not going to happen. I think this team, even if you bring in someone that's questionable, I'm not saying they have, but you could bring in a questionable player, and the Warriors are going to bring out the best side of that individual.
You know, the one thing that was surprising last year, and I wonder how much it surprised you, was how JaVale McGee really became an important player on this team. You do need a rim protector, it turns out. I mean, there's a lot of three-point shooting, of course, in the NBA, but you still need a guy like JaVale. So do you still think that's going to be really important going forward?
Yeah, and here's a guy that helped them offensively, too. He knew his role. He didn't ever call for the ball and say, it's my turn to take a shot. He knew that he would get follow-ups after misses. He knew that his man would collapse and pick up a driver, and he'd get the lob. And how many dunks did he have last year? He shot, 65, 68%? And he's another guy that, you know, had a bad reputation. Of course, nowadays, everyone's under scrutiny all the time. I thought he was a terrific guy. I liked him from day one. And you could see how he matured. I mean, immediately he was an impact player for this club right from day one. And Steve just knows how to get the best out of each individual. He's going to give them their best. And I tell you what, it's a pleasure to be around them.
To finish up, for you personally, you know, there were so many years where they were lean years, and it's got to be tough, you know, when you go through the grind of a season. When you compare it to now, how much more fun are you having? I mean, does it rejuvenate you as a broadcaster to be a part of something like this?
You know, I take things a little differently than you might think. It never bothered me, the lean years, because I've always loved basketball. Every game is different. I played on teams that weren't very good. I played on a team that was 15-67. I thought we'd win every game, even though we lost 32 of our last 33 to finish the season. And so the lean years, I was able to talk about basketball. There wasn't the attention. There wasn't the scrutiny. There wasn't the social media. We didn't have all the sponsors. And I was able to, if you want to say it, create my brand. I could talk about basketball. I had much more liberty to do so. So I enjoyed those years. And I liked the players and all the people that came in and out. And it's just the way things go in cycles. It's life. It's life. Some, you know, we all are going to face adversity. It's part of maturation and growing and becoming, and it's part of the human cycle, if you will. So I weathered the storm very nicely with that. I had, you know, other outlets. I had another job most of those years anyway when I first started doing this. And so I just take it in perspective. And I think looking at it as a player, an ex-player, you know, I've had my day in the sun there, and all my hopes and dreams haven't, you know, been dependent upon how the Warriors are going to perform that year. Yes, now have this championship team, it makes it a lot easier in so many ways. I don't have to talk as much because everybody wants, you know, we've got sponsors, you've got all this. We're the biggest thing going in the NBA. It's a whole different atmosphere, and the whole world is so much bigger now. I mean, just look at the salaries and the salary cap, and it's just they have to navigate all of that. I'm not sure I would know how to do that in my day, but it's great. But I tell you what's better than even winning championships is being around quality people. And that's what we have inside the organization, besides the players who are out on the hardwood. But then when you start with a guy like Stephen Curry, and he sets the tone for everybody, you can't find a better young man than Stephen Curry. So that's what makes me pleased. They're good people.
Well, that's great to hear about your love of the game. Jim, thanks so much for the time. We'll see you during the season.
You got it. Anytime.
That's Warriors television analyst Jim Barnett. Join us on October the 17th for the debut of Dubs OT, our Warriors podcast here on thesportsvirus.com. Ray Woodson and yours truly, Joe Castellano, will be your host. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the 17th.